I'm Derek Bullard, and welcome to Reaching Out to the Community here on CJMQ 88.9 FM, where we highlight the people and projects that bring life and energy to our local community. Today, I have the pleasure of speaking with Eric Gauthier from Entreprendre Sherbrooke. He's here to tell us more about a unique Halloween project in Rock Forest that's capturing the community's imagination.
I'm a commercial development advisor in Rock Forest, Deauville, and Brampton. Basically, my job is to be the link between the entrepreneurs, the elected officials of the city of Sherbrooke, the city itself, the promoters, and the businesswomen, as well as the businessmen of Rock Forest, Deauville, and Brampton. For instance, if an entrepreneur communicates with us and wonders which sector of Sherbrooke he should go to, we help him find the right places or the right place for his or her business. We also help business people to find other partners to create events. We're creating events as well, like the Halloween thing in Rock Forest, Deauville. And I have some colleagues who are doing the same thing, in Lennoxville, Fleurimont, Ascot, and the University District.
With Halloween just around the corner, Eric and his team have come up with an extraordinary idea to transform the iconic water tower of Rock Forest into a massive pumpkin using special light projections.
Well, you know, we're lucky to have an essential element like the water towers in Rock Forest, Deauville. The towers are, a brand, and it was absolutely necessary to use this brand to create an event. And by the way, thank you to the administration of the city of Sherbrooke, the elected officials of the city of Sherbrooke as well, like Christelle Lefebvre, Nancy Robichaud, Fernanda Luz, Annie Godbout, who believed in this project and who invested in this project as well. And I want to thank the police officers of Sherbrooke. Everybody worked hand in hand to make this kind of event a big success. Well, I hope so.
So with one day in and social media already buzzing, I had to ask Eric about the inspiration behind this project and the incredible support they've received.
Well, you know, we're lucky to have an essential element like the water towers in Rock Forest, Deauville. The towers are, a brand, and it was absolutely necessary to use this brand to create an event. And by the way, thank you to the administration of the city of Sherbrooke, the elected officials of the city of Sherbrooke as well, like Christelle Lefebvre, Nancy Robichaud, Fernanda Luz, Annie Godbout, who believed in this project and who invested in this project as well. And I want to thank the police officers of Sherbrooke. Everybody worked hand in hand to make this kind of event a big success. Well, I hope so.
Eric shares that the local business community has been incredibly supportive of the project. Business owners show their gratitude and eagerness to be part of this initiative, with local entrepreneurs covering 2/3 of the project's expenses.
Well, you know, the people, the business people, were very grateful and helpful to us. And by the way, huge thank to our, business people, our entrepreneurs who invested 2/3 of the bill for this project. It was huge, like Volkswagen de l'Estrie, Audi Sherbrooke, Subaru Sherbrooke, Au Masculin Barbershop, Au Féminin Coiffure, Le Pron, the city of Sherbrooke, and obviously and Entreprendre Sherbrooke. And special thanks to L'Inconnu dans le Noir, which means, in English, the unknown and the dark, from Cookshire, who's projecting the big pumpkins on the water tower.
Our guests also shared some insights into the financial side of the project. When asked about the costs involved in creating this unique projection, he mentioned that it runs around $4,000.
It's not too expensive, $4,000, because, we're projecting on just one side at this very moment for this year.
With two different pumpkin projections being showcased on the Rock Forest Water Tower, it's clear there's been a lot of creativity put into the design. But with both a charismatic and a scary pumpkin on rotation, I wanted to know how people can catch each version. I asked Eric about the schedule so people can see both.
Well, what was very important for us was the fact that the Rock Forest pumpkin must be static. It's important that the image does not move for the safety of drivers on the Boulevard Bourque. It was important to have two kinds of pumpkins as well. One for the younger one, I would say more charismatic pumpkin, and the other one for the older one, like a scary pumpkin. And by the way, and a few days, for a few days like today, tomorrow and Thursday between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m., you'll have the privilege of seeing two types of pumpkin. Like I said earlier, a nice one, and I would say a scary one. And besides, we're projecting, like I said, just on one side for this year, for, I would say, money considerations. You know, we're projecting for the east part of the Boulevard Bourque. So if you want to see, if you want a good looking to the pumpkins, if you want to see the pumpkins, you'll have to come from L'Échangeur d'Arche towards Rock Forest, but not the other way around.
With so much excitement building around the Halloween display, it's clear the community loves this unique seasonal touch. We asked Eric if he envisions this becoming an annual Halloween tradition. And beyond Halloween, if there are any plans for similar projects on the water tower for other community events.
Well, my answer is very straightforward. I mean, you know, it's obvious that we want to do something else in the near future, like for the holidays, for Easter, and so on. So it's a big part of our project to do the same thing in a few weeks or in a few months.
As we wrap up, we're curious about other upcoming projects and initiatives that Eric might be working on for Entreprendre Sherbrooke in the Rock Forest and Deauville sector.
Well, I mean, you know, we're talking about the Christmas of yesteryear in the Central Park, in the Rock Forest, obviously not in New York, but, you know, and when we're going to have some horse-drawn carriages, where we're going to have some inflatable games as well, and lots of fun. So if you want, you know, for more information, further information, just follow us on our Facebook fan page called Morlock Forest Deauville. So tonight is the big night, like tomorrow and Thursday, for the Halloween pumpkin and Rock Forest Deauville.
Thank you, Eric Gauthier, commercial advisor for Entreprendre Rock Forest Deauville Brompton. And thanks for your part in this incredible project, making Halloween so unique and so magical for the Sherbrooke community. Be sure to visit the Rock Forest Water Tower from tonight to the 31st to catch this fantastic display. For CJMQNews.com, I'm Derek Bullard, and for more inspiring local stories, keep tuning in to Reaching Out to the Community right here on CJMQ 88.9 FM.